Roger Partridge once again comes to the party this morning. COVID Royal Commission scope not enough. Interesting thing. After it was announced earlier on this week, I thought, geez, that's died sort of, you know, of all the things we've got to think about, this is a pretty important thing. And it doesn't seem to really get the coverage, sort of came and it went. Anyway, here's what he argues. Have we got the right Royal Commission? He picks up on the point I made to Blakely on the program. Blakely is the wrong man for the job, is what he's arguing. Shouldn't be the chair of the commission at all. Royal Commission chairs should be independent of the matters covered by their inquiries, which was the very first question I asked him. He's also very closely associated with the state of Victoria's pandemic response. Infamously, Victoria adopted one of the world's strictest lockdowns. He already has a clearly articulated view. That means the inquiry will not be conducted with the dispassionate independence that typically characterise Royal Commission. So that's what I asked. I quite like Blakely. If you insist on having an epidemiologist, I'd pick him of all the other epidemiologists. But you know, you do need somebody a bit more independent, I would have thought. The terms of reference Roger doesn't like as well. They're surprisingly narrow, he argues. They're skewered towards assessing whether the elimination strategy worked and not whether it was the optimal strategy. That's a critical part. The terms of reference state, the inquiry may assess whether New Zealand's initial elimination strategy and later minimisation and protection strategy in response to the COVID pandemic were effective in limiting the spread of infection, yet limiting the spread of infection is only half the question. The other half of the equation is the question, but at what cost? And this is the stuff we're living through at the moment, the mental health, the beds you can't access in the health system. You can't even get to a doctor, for God's sake. The immigration settings where you can't get labour into the country. All the debt we've incurred. But at what cost? And the inquiry doesn't look at that. Yet nowhere, writes Roger in the terms of reference, is the commission expressly asked whether we got the balance right. It's also troubling, he says, that nowhere in the terms of reference is there any reference to the decision to shut New Zealand's border and to ration spaces for Kiwis looking to return home. The reason that's not in there is obvious. The government doesn't want to be pinged on that yet again. They've already been in court. It's also troubling that nowhere in the terms of reference is there any reference to the decision to shut the border. Ask yourself why not. Finally, it's at best puzzling, at worst concerning, that the terms of reference appear to expressly preclude inquiry into mistakes made in particular situations. The terms of reference explicitly state that how and when strategies or other measures were implemented or applied in particular situations are out of scope. Now, what do they refer to there? Oh, I don't know. There's plenty of PPE. Whoops, no, there isn't. The vaccine rollout is going just the way we wanted. Oh, whoops, no, it's not. So none of that's actually included. And you've got a bloke in charge of it all who's already stated his opinion on what's going on. Roger Partridge, COVID-19 Royal Commission scope, not enough. Read it in full. Well worth it. 10 to 8.